This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Here, our next guest, hosting Tee to Green in the free-to-download Odyssey app or our Odyssey Sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo. And during hockey season, of course, you hear him as part of the Sabres Radio Network. He is a pride. Sony Brockport. Brian Koziel stopping by the Sports Bar as we prepare for the second major of the 2025 season. It's the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow this weekend. Brian, and I'm going to go ahead and ask the question that I know Gino is dying to know. When do we get an announcement about 2033? When is Oak Hill going to be back on the schedule for the PGA Championship?
Man, it seems like we've been talking about this now for, 3 years in a row since it's been there?
Keep asking the questions.
I know, and usually this is the week that they announce a couple of future sites. They did not last year. I did speak with a PGA pro, his name's Tim Fries, who he's the owner at Glen Oak. He's the PGA pro there. He also is part of the Northeast section of the PGA of America. And he's told me that he thinks that maybe some of the delay is that the television contract with ESPN and CBS expires before some of these future dates are set to go. And they're not quite sure maybe what the media landscape's going to look like at that point. And they're wondering if that could affect somehow these future sites. I didn't totally see the connection itself, but maybe that there would be some sort of actually PGA of America channel at some point. I don't know where he was kind of going with it, but I was intrigued, and we talked about it for a little bit, but no announcement as of today, obviously. They may announce something, who knows, in the next day or two, but yes, 2033 still sitting there. The 10-year increments that we've had with Oak Hill with 03 and 13 and 23, we're all hoping here as Western New Yorkers that it lands us back to that year, but still nothing yet, and fingers crossed that maybe we'll get it soon.
Does this have anything to do, Brian? I don't even know if you're aware that Oak Hill's got this lawsuit. Somebody's alleging, bad workplace culture, and we'll let the league place. Would that spook the PGA in any such way, a lawsuit like this?
I hope not. I think that ultimately in the end, they probably factor in three things. First of all, is it going to be a money-making venture for them, which we know ultimately is their most important thing. Like, we would love to make it think that it's not, but I think obviously that's the most important thing. Are they going to make money off of it? Secondly, can they feel that the venue can still host all of the things that they need to incorporate this into making it a big-time event? And that means corporate hospitalities, pro shops, multiple merchandise tents, all the things that television, media compound, all these things that need to go into it. Can Oak Hill still host that in a good capacity where it's not logistically becoming a nightmare for people to get around and for the tournament to be held in a smooth fashion? And that's a piece, too. And then, of course, the third thing is the course. And there's no doubt about it that Oak Hill checks all of those boxes. In fact, after the recent renovation, it obviously held the 03 champion or the 23 championship, and it went very, very smoothly, and players had nothing but rave reviews. The only negative we thought going in was, what would weather be an issue? And it turned out in the case to really not be a factor. So I got to think that maybe there's other things that line here that ultimately wouldn't be even at Oak Hill's, you know, presence to be able to do something about. Can they get corporate sponsorship better elsewhere? That's the only thing I can really be thinking about. I think the Northeast courses, even Tony Finau this week, I know it has nothing to do with this past week's Truist Championship has nothing to do with a future PGA Championship, but he talked about how great Philadelphia Cricket Club was, and he said, we don't play enough Northeast courses, and all the PGA players say they need more events in the Northeast. So if that was whatever that weight that carried, which probably isn't much, at least the players would say they love playing the Northeast tracks, including Oak Hill.
Brian, let me just go back and circle back to some of the things you were saying, because we're very close to it, and we're very provincial, and we can't fathom the idea that people would go to the PGA tournament at Oak Hill, the PGA Championship at Oak Hill, and leave with anything but a great feeling. Was there any ill comment of Oak Hill after this last year? I mean, just we're close to it, like I said, but it felt like the tournament was as close to flawless as you can get. There was a lot of transportation back and forth. Is that a tough thing to overcome? The shuttling? I mean, imagine that's every tournament that's just the way to get around when you're talking about getting from A to B and shuttling patrons and fans in and out of the tournament.
I did not hear anything negative other than minor blips here and there about that stuff. The build out on the course, I know that up by the clubhouse, up near that 14T, 1T area and 13 green, it can get very tight. I know that they would love a better way to move spectators and caddies and players and equipment and all, you know, all the personnel around in that area. I can't imagine that ultimately that a congested spot on the course is the reason that ultimately they would choose not to come back, especially with what the history that Oak Hill has. And you know what? If that ends up being, if that ultimately is like a sticking point, I'm sure those at Oak Hill would be like, look, we're going to come up with a solution for you here, whether it's moving a tee box up or back in order to make sure that that's not the reason that ultimately you don't bring another major championship event to Oak Hill and to Western New York.
Yeah, Brian Colziel, our guest, invited him on to talk about this week, the PGA Championship coming up. And Brian, we've been following along, like, imagine this was here. No fans allowed at Quail Hollow today because the weather was so bad with the rain and the thunder. And I'm looking at the forecast, Tuesday rain, Wednesday rain, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh my gosh. I mean, hopefully, you know, certainly that could change. But your thoughts on that, and what kind of course is Quail Hollow? Harlow, located in Charlotte here.
So the weather obviously is going to make things soft if it is going to rain all week. And, you know, they'll have the course ready. I doubt it's going to get to the point where we're looking at storms that it's going to be unplayable, but it's going to be soft. And what does that do? Well, it favors the longer hitters. It also keeps the longer hitters' drives that might get a little errant a greater chance of staying in the fairway because it is softer, so you're going to get less roll, less bounce. Advantage Rory McIlroy, advantage Bryson DeChambeau, guys like that. And if you're talking about advantages to McIlroy, he doesn't need any more at this course. He's won four times. This is a regular PGA Tour stop. Last week's Truist Championship, it was moved to Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Cricket Club because it normally is being played at Quail Hollow. A long time it was known, if you know the events, the Wells Fargo Championship for many, many years. It changed sponsorships this year to the Truist Championship, so maybe that's why people are a little less familiar with it. And it was always at Quail Hollow, where McIlroy has won four times and has the course record with a 61 and has played in 20 events with 10 top 10. So he's done an amazing job, including the 2017 PGA Championship, where he had a high finish too. So if there's anybody that you could say there's a horse for a course, plus, oh, by the way, you need to hit it long off the tee because it might be soft, there's another box in McIlroy's favor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What about Sepp Straka, who just won that Truist that we're talking about? Talk about his game so far this year and whether or not that might help him here come this weekend at Quail Hollow.
Yeah, he's the only other player that has won this year on the PGA Tour besides McIlroy. European Tour player, obviously, but he's had a really, really nice season here so far. He's got 2 wins this year, 4 overall in his career, and his world ranking continues to move up now. He's up to 17th, so moving up, playing really well. He's going to be a thorn in the side, I think, for USA fans for the Ryder Cup this year. But he's a guy that I think is really steady. I was impressed with his game yesterday when he was going toe-to-toe with Shane Lowry. That shot out of the bunker on the final hole yesterday from over 200 yards to get himself up on the birdie to really give himself that chance to close out the victory, that shows that you can handle pressure in a moment when you really fundamentally have to be sound. Like, his mechanics did not break down. When you're in a bunker and you're from outside 200 yards, like, this isn't a pitching wedge here. And I believe it was 214 that was the yardage that he hit in from. That was pretty impressive. So not only was he able to play well over 4 days, but when it counted and he had to come up with a big-time shot in adverse conditions there in a fairway bunker on the last hole, he came through. So this is the guy that, you know, you could see having another good week. His confidence, obviously, is, I'm sure, is as high as it's ever been while he's been a professional.
Justin Thomas, last time the PGA Championship was at Quail Hollow, he won. So your thoughts on Thomas? That would be unique, right? Like, if somebody won it the same tournament, just at the same location, and then trying to go back-to-back here, Xander Schauffele. So there are certainly going to be a lot of talented guys out there. Your thoughts on those two guys and maybe some other guys we should keep tabs on?
Yeah, out of the two that you mentioned, I would probably argue stronger for Thomas in terms of maybe who has the chance of having a better result. He's had a much better career. Not only did he finally get his win slump streak ended a few weeks ago at the RBC Heritage, but second this week at the Truist, he tied with Lowry, second at the Valspar, second at the American Express, and 2 other top tens at big-time tournaments, at the Phoenix Open, at the Genesis Invitational, at Torrey Pines. So he's had a really, really good year there. That's 5 top tens and a win. So he's really turned his game around from, I think, really being inconsistent. Remember 2 years ago, he was left out of the playoffs. He was the top 70, went out of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and he was 71. He's turned his game around. I think if he doesn't accumulate enough Ryder Cup points, which I'm sure he will be to the automatic 6, I think he's a shoo-in for a captain pick. Schauffele has battled injuries. He missed almost all of the golf from when it started in Hawaii all the way to pre-Masters because of an injury. So he has not gotten back to really getting going to where he was last year, where he won 2 majors. Clearly, though, we know he has the talent. Clearly now he knows how to win a major. For those two that you brought up, though, I'd give Thomas, in terms of if I'm picking one or the other, the edge in that category.
Brian, it's great having you on with us. Looking forward to a great weekend of golf at Quail Hollow. Let our audience know about Tee to Green, where we can get more of your work here as we continue the golf season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Tee to Green, Saturdays, every Saturday, 7 a.m. on WGR 550 in Buffalo or on the Odyssey app, wherever you're listening today. We'd love to have you listen. We go 2 hours on Majors weekend, so we're from 7 to 9 this weekend. And for those that maybe know the area, we're going to be in Youngstown, right on Lake Ontario, at Niagara Frontier Golf Club, doing our show on site there this week.
Fantastic. Brian, appreciate the work, and let's do this again maybe after what we hope is a good PGA Championship. Thanks so much for your time today.
Looking forward to it. Let's hope we get that Oak Hill announcement this week.
Let's go. Yeah, come let's on. Brian Koziel, WGR, T to Green. From his mouth to God's ears, let's go. What are we waiting for, guys?
Let me ask you the question, because we really haven't dove into it, because civil suits, always kind of a funky thing, right? Somebody's alleging hostile work environment. And there's another thing that's, you know, about members going against other members. Okay, let's just say there's noise around Oak Hill. Does that impact the PGA? Like, I'm thinking no. I'm thinking the number one reason why they wouldn't come back, well, I guess this is like a 1A or 1B, weather, or, hey, we could put this somewhere else, and our high rollers would rather be going to this city rather than Rochester.
Correct. Number two, the second option is the thing. That maybe that's the insecurity in the person who lives in Rochester speaking.
It was so wild, all the jets coming in. The fact that you had airlines, like, there, for example, there's a direct from Dallas to Rochester that week. Like, that's how...
Lodging.
I would think our town is easy to get around, and the course is easy to get in and out of. Now, if you're coming for, you know, I don't know what people look for in a major tournament, but I would think that, hey, you want to get together with the guys, or you want to bring clients. No, they have chalets. They're a danger. Like,
sure.
Like, I would think it's relatively easy, unless our competition is the Bethpage Blacks of the world.
Well, we're viewing it through the lens of a spectator, just a traditional spectator. Maybe we are ill-equipped to view it through the lens that really matters, which is the wealthiest of the wealthy that want to attend the PGA Championship or spend their Sundays in that chalet that you're talking about. How is it for them to get in and out? Because I don't think they're hanging with the peasantry the way we are.
No, and I think one thing that's in our favor are the volunteers. I don't know, like on these other stops, if you there's never a question where people will donate the 4 to 6 hours or whatever it is to work, you know, whatever concession stand or, you know, whatever is needed in exchange for the ability to walk around the grounds. Like, that is a huge savings cutting off the labor there. And if you put that downstate, are you going to have volunteers? Are you putting, like, I mean, there are things that work in our favor too here. And I don't want to sell it short. And if you really love golf, the history of golf, well, then Oak Hill's got to be in the regular rotation, right?
Think so. Let's get that announcement. Maybe it's this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's awful quiet, but maybe.
13. Funny how you mentioned it. It never kind of dawned on me. But, yeah, it gets clogged up there. And if you're trying to get a golfer through. But did anybody really complain about that?
Well, again, fans didn't complain about it. Maybe they did, but even if they did, I don't think that would be. If the golfers are complaining about it, then that's a different thing. Oh, we can't go back there. Love the course, too congested. Love the course, don't want to mingle with the fans. Love the course, it's a distraction. Whatever. Like, I would hear a player saying that, because to Brian's point, it does get pretty full around there. And we were there the opening rounds, yeah. And I was like, ooh, this is kind of. It's congested. It's a little bit of a slow go. And then we did have weather on that Saturday, which kind of, I imagine, slowed it up even more before Sunday became beautiful. The weather is the weather. I mean, you could have like what we had this weekend, and I think we would all be okay with that because it was glorious and sunny and 60 to 70 degrees. You could also have what they're going to have in Charlotte this week, which is rain and, you know, kind of miserable conditions.
The idea that anybody who bought a practice round ticket today wasn't allowed on the grounds in Charlotte at Quail Hollow.
It's a bummer.
And tomorrow, 96% chance of rain with thunderstorms tomorrow. That doesn't look any better. So I don't know when these guys are going to get their practice swings in.
A couple of other things that went on this weekend, and there's a player who in the NFL who is looking for an extension, new contract extension. Yet it seems like his team is less than willing to hear him. I'm not talking about James Cook and the Buffalo Bills, by the way. Another player.
No. We see, like, the Bills side of the argument with Cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, and I'm not saying Cook shouldn't be making the request. You're an NFL player. You got to get the money when you can, okay? We can agree that there are two sides to this. For this other team that you're mentioning, what is the management up to here? Do they just want to alienate everybody? Is that the whole idea?
Right. I'll explain. We're going to get to that here coming up next. And I know, Gene, you were actually glued to another sort of competition that occurred this weekend.
Not really. Not really. Yeah, how did this go so crazy? Like, we have our Kardashians in sports now.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, like nothing to do with any competition, but yet it's dominating the news cycle. And now I'm becoming a hater. I just got to admit that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that. We have time for your calls as well. Quick break here, and we're back with more next at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.